Hi everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Alex.
So today's article is our TOEIC article. It's going to be to do with the kind of English you would use in a business situation, something like that, an office or some other kind of work. And the title is about dealing with money.
Yeah, exactly.
Issues and money problems.
And spending money and
exactly.
making money.
Exactly, yeah. Are you good with money? Would you describe yourself as good with money?
I don't know. I try to make a budget every month and then say, well, I've spent this much and then this much and then this much.
How much of a budget do you set yourself
usually? Sort of categories. I know that I have rent from my
rent
house.
Rent is that much, yeah.
And then I expect utilities.
Bills,
you know,
yeah,
more
gas,
in the summer because we have the AC on.
Of course.
Less in the winter.
Yeah.
And a certain amount that I put in savings and a certain amount that I'm
just
buying lunch with.
Buying stuff, yeah. I would say I'm actually fairly good with money overall. My main people for comparing myself to are my two younger brothers, who certainly when they were younger were very bad with money. So I felt that out of the three of us, I was the one who had the best control of spending it on things that, you know, didn't need to be bought at that particular time. You know, I was better at saving up for stuff. And not just going, oh, I'm going to go buy a whole bunch of DVDs or something like that. I wouldn't go crazy with it in the same way. Okay, so let's get on with reading the article and find out who has money troubles and what they're going to do about it.
Reading.
Dealing with money troubles.
I have bad news, everyone.
What's the problem, Adam?
I've put together a budget for our short film project. There's just no way we can afford to do it with the money we have now.
Oh no. Can we save money by using fewer actors and other things in the movie?
That would help cut costs, but we still need to rent the cameras and other equipment. We can't even do that right now.
We need to find a way to raise some more money for our project.
Maybe we could ask the college film department for money?
I've spoken with someone from the film department. He informed me that they don't give out money for student projects. He said that finding the money is part of the challenge, as well as being good experience.
Well, why don't we try crowdfunding?
Would that work?
Some friends of mine used crowdfunding to raise the money to open a frozen yogurt shop. I think it's worth a try.
Okay, so our article starts. There's going to be three characters here, and the first one to speak is Adam, who says, I have bad news, everyone, which is not really the best way to begin a conversation.
No, not really. The next person we meet is Renee. And she says, what's the problem, Adam?
Okay, of course. He says there's bad news. She wants to find out what it is.
Yeah.
Adam says, I've put together a budget for our short film project. Now, if they're doing a short film project, it probably means these three guys are going to be making some kind of movie.
Yeah.
I mean, a short film is...
Short film...
Maybe 5 minutes to...
Yeah. Can be up to, I think, 15 or 20.
15 or 20 minutes.
From things I've seen.
Okay, so these guys are in charge of it. And Adam has created a budget. That's a word we used in our introduction. Let's take a closer look at it. It's spelled B-U-D-G-E-T, budget. And it's a noun here, and it is a plan or a guess of what money is coming in or available for a particular time, and what a person or a group plans to spend that money on. We can also use budget as a verb, in which case it means putting an item in this kind of list of different things you're going to spend money on, and kind of making sure there is money available from the total amount to pay for it. So Alex was talking in the introduction about budgeting for your rent, your gas and power bills. What was the other things you mentioned?
Oh, spending money for like lunch, putting money into savings.
Savings,
and we budget for each of those
things. Yeah, that's right. You can budget with for when it's a verb. Mm-hmm. Here's an example sentence with it as a noun. David makes a budget for each month and does his best to stick to it. So that means he's trying to make sure he doesn't spend more than any of that.
And Adam goes on to say, there's just no way we can afford to do it with the money we have now. Let's take a look at that word afford. It's a verb, A-F-F-O-R-D, afford. And it means to have enough money to pay for something. You can say, for instance, that you can't afford to do something, or just that you can't afford something when you mean that you're going to buy it. An example sentence might be, last week I saw a really cool pair of shoes at the mall, but I couldn't afford to buy them.
Okay, so what Adam is saying is bad news. Yep. He's saying we've planned to do all of these things for our short film, but we can't pay for it. Yep. Okay, Kenny is the third person in this conversation. He then speaks and says, oh no, can we save money by using fewer actors and other things in the movie? So he's kind of looking for ways they could, you know, remove items from the budget so they have enough money to do other things with it. Maybe instead of having that actor, you know, this person can play two parts, or we just cut that character from the script, or we don't buy some other things we need to be in the background.
Exactly.
That kind of idea.
Mm-hmm. And Adam replies, that would help cut costs, but we still need to rent the cameras and other equipment. So he explains, there's some things we can do to cut costs, to bring them down, but there's still these other things. You need cameras to make a film. Let's take a look at that word rent. R-E-N-T. It's a verb, rent. And it means to pay money to use something for a set amount of time without owning it forever. You can rent an apartment, like a lot of people do in cities. I rent an apartment in Taipei. Or you can rent something smaller, like a car, when you're traveling. In a way, bike sharing services like U-Bike are very short-time rental services. I pay to rent the bike for half an hour,
maybe an hour.
An example sentence might be, Johnny wanted to make a short movie with his friends, so he rented a video camera for a few days.
Now, in this case, what this team of people, what these three people want to rent is the equipment they need to make the film. Equipment is a noun. It's spelled E-Q-U-I-P-M-E-N-T. Equipment. And equipment is all the tools and other necessary items needed for a particular purpose or activity. So if you were climbing a mountain, you would need equipment like ropes and things to hook onto the rocks, maybe some safety gear like helmets or flashlights. If you were doing something else, you'd need different kinds of equipment. For the movie, they need equipment like microphones, they need other things to go with the cameras, they need special computer stuff. Who knows what they might need? Here's another example. Harry recently bought some new barbecue equipment, and he can't wait to try it out.
So Adam goes on and says, we can't even do that right now.
Yeah, so he's saying we just can't afford all these cameras, the fancy equipment, all the things to make a movie. We can't even do that. So what are they going to do? Who knows? Absolutely nothing. Well, Renee has pretty much set out the big problem here and what they need to do. She says, we need to find a way to raise some more money for our project. There she goes. She has stated the problem.
Right. Kenny suggests something. He says, maybe we could ask the college film department for money. When Kenny says this, he means that since it's a student project, the college film department might be willing to help them out. He thinks they might have a little money to give out to help students complete their projects.
Yeah, I believe this is something that film students will do as part of their actual coursework.
Right.
So this isn't something these three people are doing, you know, for fun on their spare time. This is actually going to get them...
This is for a class.
Yeah, for a class, for their grades. You know, they'll make it, everyone will watch it. Mm-hmm. So, fair enough, right? Ask the film department. Yeah. Maybe they've got money. Mm-hmm. But Adam says, I've spoken with someone from the film department.
That's right. He says, he informed me that they don't give out money for student projects.
Now, does that seem a little harsh?
Well, Maybe, yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we've got a reason for it, because Adam says he said that finding the money is part of the challenge as well as being good experience. Mm. So that's why they're not just giving you the money. They're saying, you know, if you want to be filmmakers, if you want to do this for a living, you guys need to learn all this stuff about finding money, how to make a good budget, how to cut costs, you know, how to do as much as you can with as little as money as you can kind of get your hands on.
Right.
Yeah. So there we've got the word challenge. Now here, challenge is a noun. It's spelled C-H-A-L-L-E-N-G-E. Challenge. We can also use it as a verb, in which case it's spelled the same way. As a noun, a challenge is something difficult that needs to be overcome with skill, patience, good management, and so on. Now, as a verb, something will challenge you. That means it will be very difficult, and you will need to work hard and use your skills to complete that thing, complete that challenge, as if, you know, if you were using it again as a noun. Another thing about a challenge is it's not something you're always going to succeed at.
Right.
Okay, it's the possibility of failure is there. Mm-hmm. Here's an example sentence. Running a marathon is a big challenge, but one that Jane really wants to attempt.
Let's take a look at that phrase as well as. We use this phrase to connect two things, kind of like also or to, the T-O-O, too. One thing is true, as well as another thing. An example might be, Mary thinks mice are good pets because they're quiet as well as soft.
Okay, so there we go. We've said it. It's mm-hmm. a challenge,
yep.
And it's also a learning experience. We've used right. as well as. It's both of those things. Okay, so that's leaving it up to these guys. What could they do? Where could you go for money in a situation like this?
Mm.
Can you think of any ideas?
Can you ask your parents?
I guess
or
they...
Or is that cheating?
I don't think it's cheating, but, I mean, yeah. your parents could say, no, I'm sorry. Right. And your parents might say, yes, but you've got to pay me back. So, you know, I guess you could. It's just going to depend on your parents. Maybe they feel like they... I mean, I wouldn't want to ask my parents for money unless it's kind of really necessary. You?
Yeah, probably not.
Okay, so forget about the parents or, you know, a lucky rich uncle. Renee has got a different suggestion. She says, well, why don't we try crowdfunding? Now, you guys might not be sure. Crowdfunding, what is this? Well, it is one word altogether, crowdfunding, crowdfunding. Crowdfunding. It's a thing, and we will actually explain a lot more about what crowdfunding is in day two of this article. For now, let's just say it is a way of getting money from strangers, sometimes friends, but just strangers, and you get it to complete a project, and the strangers get something in return. We will develop this idea more on day two. For now, just think of it as another way to get money that Renee has just suggested.
Yep. And Kenny hears this and says, would that work?
Would that work? Well,
yeah, he wants to know.
Good question. So Renee thinks it will work, and she gives an example of where it's worked before. She says, some friends of mine used crowdfunding to raise the money to open a frozen yogurt shop. So a frozen yogurt shop?
Frozen yogurt.
Okay, yeah.
Did you put it in the freezer?
Not quite. This is a special treat. I will say that in the UK, we would probably say yogurt rather than right. yogurt. It's one of those things that we pronounce differently.
Mm-hmm.
People in the UK tend to spell it differently too.
Right.
We've got an H after the G. Yogurt is Y-O-G-U-R-T.
Mm-hmm.
In the UK, we'll spell it Y-O-G-H-U-R-T.
Right.
It's just one of those kind of strange things. So, frozen yogurt, also called, I think, Froyo, I've heard.
I mean, sort of casually with, like...
Yeah.
Maybe I wouldn't write it down that way.
No, not if you're writing a paper, but yep. Let's go for a froyo, you say to your friend. It's a sweet dessert. It's slightly healthier than ice cream because it's made of yogurt.
Okay? Exactly.
And yogurt, of course, is a dairy product, kind of come from cows. It's been fermented a little bit by special kinds of, I believe, bacteria.
It is, yeah.
Something like that. And it's yogurt is good for you as long as you don't add too many sweet things on top.
Right.
And it's the same with frozen yogurt. Now, it's been in and out of popularity over the last 30 years or so. But about 10 years ago, it kind of really started to get popular again. You start to see a lot more shops. I've definitely seen some in Taipei.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. What are they called? Pinkberry?
Pinkberry. Maybe? Have Pinkberry got one in Taipei?
Maybe.
I've also seen even Haagen-Dazs. They're actually
Haagen-Dazs have a frozen
making
yogurt,
their own frozen yogurt. I saw that in the supermarket like yesterday.
Yep.
Okay, so that is frozen yogurt. It's the frozen form of ordinary yogurt. And Renee's friends opened a shop that sells it.
Using
cool idea.
Crowdfunding.
Using crowdfunding.
Okay. And so she says, I think it's worth a try. Worth is an adjective. W-O-R-T-H. Worth. And it means here, good enough. When we use worth like this, we mean something is good enough for whatever we said. Renee thinks crowdfunding is worth a try, which means she thinks it might work. Other times we use worth, we're asking how much something costs or how much it will sell for. So it has to do with money or value in other ways. Here, she just means that she thinks crowdfunding might work. An example might be, my friend is going to lend me the book she just finished. She tells me it's worth a read, meaning it's good enough that I should read it.
Yeah, we can also say worth reading. There are several different ways we can use worth followed by a noun or with a V-I-N-G kind of form. So, they reckon, crowdfunding. Let's check it out.
Let's try it.
We will learn tomorrow exactly what crowdfunding is and how it works, but right now we're going to go to today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So our question is, have you ever been short of money?
Yep.
You know, you've been broke, basically, and what did you do to get more?
I'm the kind of person who, and this isn't usually part of my budget plan, but the kind of person who, when I get home, I empty my pocket, any loose change that I have gets put in piles. Now, the tens I usually save for laundry machines.
Yeah, good
but
plan.
But other smaller ones, I have this big water bottle that I've cut the top off of, and ones and fives just go in the water bottle. It's actually almost full now, so I need to do something about it. But maybe it's near the end of the month. I am about to get paid.
Yep.
I haven't gotten
paid yet. Yep.
And I need lunch money.
Sure.
I can just go through that.
Okay.
I imagine it's annoying for the people that I then give it to because I'm
counting
out.
Huge pile of ones and fives.
Right?
Okay, so your kind of thing is dipping into your big change thing.
Right.
Well, I remember being short of money at the end, or it was Christmas, my second year at university, when I was trying to buy Christmas presents for people, as well as do the normal stuff, and I suddenly realized I couldn't afford to really do both. So I had to ask my parents and say, look, I think...
You did ask your parents.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I said, could you guys just up my monthly, the monthly money you give me? Because otherwise I can't, live and buy people all these gifts. So maybe, living on my own, and I'm having to buy a lot more stuff. I thought I would need less, but in fact I needed a bit more. So it was a learning thing. I'm the oldest brother, first university kid.
Right.
So, all right, that was when I was short of money. That was how I got more. I didn't go crowdfunding for it, but maybe it's something you can try.
You can now, yeah.
Let's end up for today. But when we come back tomorrow, we'll learn what crowdfunding is. We'll see you then. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Dealing with money troubles.
I have bad news, everyone.
What's the problem, Adam?
I've put together a budget for our short film project. There's just no way we can afford to do it with the money we have now.
Oh no. Can we save money by using fewer actors and other things in the movie?
That would help cut costs, but we still need to rent the cameras and other equipment. We can't even do that right now.
We need to find a way to raise some more money for our project.
Maybe we could ask the college film department for money?
I've spoken with someone from the film department. He informed me that they don't give out money for student projects. He said that finding the money is part of the challenge, as well as being good experience.
Well, why don't we try crowdfunding?
Would that work?
Some friends of mine used crowdfunding to raise the money to open a frozen yogurt shop. I think it's worth a try.
Vocabulary review.
Budget. The department head calls a meeting to discuss the budget. Afford. If my company gives me a raise, I might be able to afford a place of my own. Rent. We're just a small company, so we only rent a few rooms in a shared office space. Equipment. This factory makes equipment for camping and other outdoor activities. Challenge. Getting all of this work finished by the end of the week will be a big challenge. Worth. The boss was really pleased with my team's project idea. He thinks it's worth trying.